Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. And aloha to Dale and
aloha.
Richard.
Aloha.
Oh.
Aloha.
Aloha, Dale and Richard. Wow, we're all here again, everybody.
It seemed like an hour ago, really.
Time just flies by. That's why we need to take advantage of every single moment and just be happy. Be happy, even if you're folding clothes. Like, treat it like it's a human being. I'm just listening to this podcast right now. You treat everything like you, oh, I love you, suit. I love you, car. And we do it all the
Barbara.
Time. We do it all the time. I'm just listening to it right now. It's like Amazon. I'm like, Amazon, play a podcast. And that's what this episode was. So, hey, don't blame me. I just tuned in to that. But it seems
okay, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Me neither.
I was just listening to something about like being grateful. And I was just saying, time flies. So be grateful for your time. And in each moment, be loving to everything you do. That's what I was saying.
Okay. When you get back from airy fairy land and you land, tell me this again, okay?
No, that is me. That is me. I talk like that a lot. And actually, some people have said that I should be a preacher. Televangelist, to be exact.
Can I tell you something, a couple of things? Oh,
sure.
God. remember Johnny, remember the guy who was going to call me for a reading, Melvin? He had called in.
Right.
And he wanted a reading. Do you remember? Well, he called me. Melvin is a vet. And, you know, the same as Richard. And he was one of the nicest men I ever met. He'd been through some major hard times with, I guess there was a situation with water where he was living. And it was polluted and the government Biden is going to sue them and they're going to get money. It's just like, you know, and he's a diabetic and he's on dialysis, but it was from the water. And he also has a lot of good points where he coaches and all that stuff. So it was like a wonderful time I had talking to him. And what I was trying to explain basically to him and everybody else, he wanted me kind of to do a reading, you know, without him saying anything and me just rattle. Well, sometimes I do it that way, and sometimes I go with just specific questions. And the reason for that is a lot of times if I rattle, then it never covers the subject that they want. So that's why I go with specific questions. So I was explaining to him that it doesn't matter how you get to the end of the road as long as you get there correctly. And so he understood. But we had a wonderful, nice time, and I thank him very much for calling in.
Oh, that's wonderful. And
great.
I remember him very clearly. I remember he was our last caller, and thank goodness you said, yes, I'll have one more. And it was him. And he said, I will. I'm going to call you, Dale. I think that's the first thing he said out of his mouth was, I'm going to call you, Dale.
And
I want to say something.
What I want to say is, I like is, you know, whenever I look at the demographics of the callers that we have, usually they're women. And it's nice to have, like, to also have men call in as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So
I agree.
It's, Yeah, so it's usually we get women, you know, it's usually the women that are more into this than the men are.
Well, that
yes,
is not the case. That's not the
also,
case.
Dale,
my clients, no. My clients, I have, maybe on this show, but throughout the years, in Hawaii, when I was doing readings, it was half men, half women, and people that would come to see me in my home at that time were half men, half women. So it depends, you know, on the situation.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But this guy, well, not only is he just rare, he actually took the initiative to call you and book a private session, which is, you know, what we offer.
But I thank him.
Thank you.
He was a lovely person, is all I'm saying. But anyway, can I change subjects,
sure.
Barbara?
Sure.
Okay.
Of course.
I was telling you guys I was exploring places to live or stay that would be pretty cheap, and I had some criteria that it had to be near water, ocean, that, you know, Hawaii has gotten to the point where it's unbelievably expensive. So I found Thailand, and for an average condo, a small one, but I was used to that in Hawaii, or even bigger, it runs $300 to $500 a month. And your food, they make their own food, and they say street food is so delicious. It's unreal. It's all very oriental, you know, food, which I love. And it's all fresh. And what I found out, what blew my mind, Barbara, I looked up psychics and I looked up fortune tellers, and they said that almost all of the population goes to fortune tellers or psychics. They just set up on the street, and what they charge is like three, you know, like $5 or $10, which be $3 to $5 for a little mini reading. Everything. The price, you could live on Social Security there and live very well and be very happy. The negatives are that it does rain so many months out of the year. The crime, there's virtually no crime. There's a lot of temples. What I found on the fortune-telling thing, how interesting, I went on YouTube and listened to some of the readings. And it was amazing. I even learned some stuff. And it was wonderful. And I couldn't figure out how are they living on such a small amount of money. I can't figure that out yet. But other than that, there's no homeless. It's just really clean. I mean, you could eat off the street. And
so
this is...
Living.
Oh, I am.
Everybody's
I am.
And everybody with you, and they're on board, huh?
No. I'm not saying living there, but I would take a vacation there first and see how I like it. That's why, you know how you and I always talked about checking out things before we go? So I would, first I'm studying it, and I realize that because I'm taking Ozempic, I'm going to lose a lot of weight, and I'm also going to get my knees done. So I figured with that, life's too short. You know, I want to just try it out and see what it's like. I mean, let me give you an idea. Their hotels or condominiums would put Hawaii to shame. It's just, I can't believe the beauty and the pools and, you know, you can go in Thailand and go anywhere, and if you want to use a pool, all you have to do is buy a drink for 50 cents. And they let you...
the comparison.
Yeah.
But it just rains
it's like
a
you
lot.
Can... No, only certain months. It's
is
only
it
certain months.
Like Hawaii?
Yeah.
I love that. That's fine. It stays beautiful that way.
And, but a lot of people leave at that time. You need a visa if you want to stay longer than 30 days. But a lot of people leave and they go to a different island where it doesn't rain that much. So you basically can take your Social Security, they're saying Thailand, for under $1,000 a month. And they mean it. They honestly mean it. And
can you move
say,
your pet
I,
over there easily?
No. I'm not moving anything. I'm just, we go for a trip first. See how I like it. Because the only thing
we'll
that bothers me, yeah, going, but I'm not going until I feel, you know, get my knee thing fixed and, you know, lose the weight that I'm losing on Ozempic.
Have you?
Then I'm
okay.
going.
Have you ever had a knee surgery before?
Yeah, no. This is not knee surgery. This is something unique. This is going to an oncologist radiologist. And what they do is they use the radiation to, you know, take off the problems in the knees. And it takes 4 or 5 days. And I had a friend do it. He had 3 back surgeries and nothing worked. And he did that. It's relatively new here, but not in Europe. And he did it in Los Angeles and Woodland Hills. And the guy is bopping around. I'm so jealous.
Wow, that's wonderful. I wonder how painful that is to have radiation, or maybe it's not
that
bad.
No, it's not. I've had radiation before. It's not painful at all, nothing. You go in for like a minute. A minute,
I'm
right,
so
Richard?
Happy for you.
But I have an appointment on the 21st for my niece. Because I'm in so much pain.
Taking care of it.
I want to do something. If at the last straw, if I have to have a knee replacement, I will. But that would be my last thing to do. And what's so weird,
right.
I have to tell you this too. I went to the nail girls yesterday. And I was, one girl's from Thailand. And I said, do you have anything from your country? I have a little sore in between my toes. Do you have anything that would heal it? Well, she put some salve on it, and it's gone. It's gone.
Oh,
they have a lot
way.
Of yeah, they have a. Oh, and then I read about the hospitals, and I read about everything, and it's top notch. Everything's top notch.
Well,
so I thought
you know
I'd share that with
find
you.
The best. That's
huh?
all such positive news, and I'm glad to hear it. And you know what I've been watching now? You will probably not like it because it is negative, but I am now glued to, it was Harry and Meghan, now it's the war. And Ukraine
that.
Is coming back, and that is what really sparked my interest. And I am so interested in this, how they will win the war. Oh my gosh.
Well,
they're going to win,
but that's a whole other story. But I'm more interested in the Titan and the ship. Remember I told you guys that they would bring the ship up and that there would be body parts or something in the ship. Guess what? And they found out that I was watching on YouTube, that they didn't die right away. 20 minutes later,
no.
They died. Yes.
How many minutes?
20 minutes late.
20?
20 minutes. Yes.
20 minutes of what was going on to them, were they?
The, all
a horrible
the,
death?
Yes. All the machinery was blowing up and telling them that there were problems. And you know how that goes? You know,
they were trying to
Richard,
say it was just one joystick, a gaming joystick. They were trying to say that's all these people had. So was this one thing blowing up on them, or did they have
computer
screens?
What do you call it when all the lights light up on the ship? Richard.
Well, they're warning lights, you know, red lights. Yeah.
Yes. The warning lights, the red lights were going off. Big time.
Dale, I didn't hear this. I haven't heard this update of this.
Well, go
news.
On YouTube. It's on YouTube. And then it said that they were trying to get the ship to come up, but it wouldn't come up. Richard, do you have an idea why it wouldn't come up?
Well, they lost control there, you know, somehow, obviously.
Well, they thought water was going into the ship somehow.
Well, yeah, it was
they
probably
couldn't
leaking.
So they must not have been down too far if they even, if it allowed a leak. No, if they were down too far, that's when they're getting crushed. So they probably weren't too far down, I'm thinking, if they saw.
No, they were down. They were down several thousand feet. But at the same token, they were screaming and yelling, and that's why we heard all that banging on the ship. You know, they were heard. So, I mean, if you go on YouTube, it's on there, and it was on TikTok. And I was watching the reporters, and they were crying. Oh, my God. It was terrible.
They were?
Yes. It was terrible.
Yes, because everybody was thinking, oh, they didn't know what happened to them. Their families were so in mourning, but yet they just knew that they didn't die that way. And now this? Oh.
They knew. The Navy knew. And the Navy and a lot of people did not want to tell, you know, what was really going on.
Well, I'm going to
look
that up.
And that joystick. Well, you don't have to look it up. Just go on YouTube. There's hundreds of them.
Well, that's where I was going to look it up.
Oh, okay. I thought you were doing your computer. How are we doing on people, Johnny?
We have callers waiting. Are you ready to take one? Okay.
Yes. I think I got all my pain out.
Dawn, you are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Okay. Hi. Hello.
Who is
this?
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Yvonne.
And where are you calling from, Yvonne?
Long Beach, California.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
How's the weather down there right now?
It's pretty good, sunny, nice weather.
Okay, I'm getting an echo. Do you have me on speaker or what?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to start with you in the sense that you're kind of lost. You want to go in 50 directions at once, but, you know, you're not sure which way to go at this point. What's happening there?
I'm not sure either. I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Okay, well, let's go with what's your question.
Oh, I have a love question. Do you see me finally love him?
I'm thinking about it. That's an ambiguous statement. Am I finding love soon? Do you meet someone? Yes. Will you be with someone? Yes. Is it soon? I'd say within 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Yvonne.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Johnny, give out your phone number, please.
Sure. The number is 516-531-9874 for your free mini reading. Okay?
Okay. Go ahead with the next one.
All right. This is Kim. You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing just chipper. How you doing?
Good. I am good, thank you. I wanted to say something about all your talk about Thailand.
Yes.
I do have a question for you too, but since you, so my uncle lived in Thailand half time of the year, and he owned a rice paddy there, and he got married to a lady in Thailand. I would just say check it out very closely before you go. It's not everything that you read about.
Well, I believe that. But having a paddy and living in town may be two different things.
I think you are correct. You know, but there were rules, like he had to leave after so many days, cross the border to another country, stay there, and then come back. Then the woman he supposedly married wasn't really single, and she had a whole other family, but she kept calling him for money for all kinds of things. So it's the whole thing over there. So you got to be careful, too.
Yeah, but that's a little different. I've read a lot of that stuff. If you get a visa, you can stay 90 days. If you want to live there, there's a way of doing it. You know, and if you have to travel, then you just go over to a different country. I know that. As far as him meeting someone that was married, that's rarity because they're pretty spiritual over there.
I thought so too, but it was the whole thing. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that since you brought it up.
Okay, it's good to look at. I look at the negative and the positive, you know, but that's probably everywhere.
Probably right.
And especially especially if you watch 90 Days.
Oh,
you'll
no
see,
kidding.
We're all into it on this side. Barbara and me, we're into 90 Days. And
I
they
am
always
too.
Marry,
I am too.
Yeah. They're always marrying somebody that's, whoa, the new 90 Days is crazy as can be.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Barbara, have you seen the new 90 Days?
The new what?
90 Days. The show.
90 Day Fiancé.
Barbara, are you there? What happened to Barbara?
She got disconnected. She'll call back. But.
Oh, okay. Anyway, go ahead, honey. What's your question?
Okay. Well, I had a job interview about 4 weeks ago now. I thought it went very well, but I have not heard back from them. And I'm just wondering if you have any read on that for me.
Sure. What type of job was it?
It was wedding planning.
Oh, how interesting. They're too busy.
That's what I think it is, too.
They are so busy, they don't have time to call anybody back. So I don't know if this is a place you want to work for, to be honest with you. They don't have a lot of regard for their people, and they're busy all the time, which is, you know, a fact, but that's the way it is. But there's other wedding planning places that if you just put your application in, you'll get it right away.
Okay. Well, it's interesting you said that because that's the exact same thing I have been telling myself. And then I also said that kind of tells me their responsiveness to their employees and everything else, how they work on things all around. But
right. I have to agree with you 100% that is a problem. That if they cared about you, they would, you know, take the time to finish up, but pay it no attention. There's other wedding planning places you can work for. What city do you live in?
Well, I'm in a little town called North Beach on the Chesapeake Bay, and this place is only 3 miles from my house. Otherwise, I'm going to have to commute an hour someplace else, and I don't have any experience in this. So it was a good first step for me and something I thought I would love doing.
Well, you're right. But, an hour, that's rough. They're not calling
I'm
you
not
back
looking.
Too because you don't have the experience. They want people with the experience to, you know, guide them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to look around for something else, sweetie.
Okay.
But you
okay,
will find
thank
it.
You. All
okay.
right. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great night, everybody.
Okay.
Bye.
Hey, Johnny, what, right. is Barbara back?
I don't know. I mean, I think that she'll probably call back, you know. But anyway, are you do you want to go? What?
Well, I can't keep going. I mean, how did we lose her? Would you try to get her back?
Let me see. I mean, I took a message to her and I told her that she got disconnected, so she knows. Oh, wait, there she is.
Oh, good.
Well, why was
Barbara.
I muted in the first place? Okay.
I don't think
you're going
needed.
On and on about the 90-day fiancé, and then I realized I don't think anybody heard anything.
Sorry,
I don't
know.
I didn't mean anything.
I don't know. He presses
well,
buttons. I don't know.
I don't
on the 90-day...
Mm-hmm.
Barbara, the 90-day fiancé, Big Ed, got arrested.
No way. Oh, well, something
that
always
was
is going on like that.
That was in YouTube. And then on this new 90-day one, there's another show that they have. God, I can't think of the name of it. It's right after 90 Day. But it's awesome. It's just awesome. I can't think of the name. I'd have to look it up. So,
okay.
What's going on, Johnny?
Oh, the next caller is Elizabeth. So you were live on the air with Psychic Bill Shear.
Okay, hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
And where are you calling from, darling?
Chicago.
Chicago. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what can I do for you? How can I help you?
Well, I moved back here 6 years ago for family reasons, and I got into a freak accident within a week of coming back. And, now I'm on disability. I have to fight for disability, and my workers' comp case is going through court. I'm on my second lawyer. I'm on the last year has just been continuances, and I'm just fed up. I'm not getting the medical care I need. The winter is making me very ill. I have fibromyalgia. I have osteoarthritis.
Mm.
And I want to move. I mean, there's no point
okay,
there's
well,
no reason
well,
to
well,
stay
well,
here.
Well. I understand that, but don't get fed up because it takes 3 years for those cases to come into fruition.
It's been five and a half years. Yeah.
Can you change attorneys?
I might, but this one that I've hired last summer, he might charge fees, you know, because he's been representing me, or I can get on the next call, which is July 18th, and just tell the arbitrator, hey, I've had a year's continuances, they're not doing anything. I need to push this along.
Yeah, I would do that. I would also go to your local television and ask if you could do a story on this somehow, some way, to move their butts. A lot of times putting things into the light will make them move.
That's true, too. That's true, just airing their dirty laundry, which is true. Every bit of it is true. But I'm so fed up that I want to move. I'm in a very small apartment. My rent's going up. I just feel like I've stayed here way too long.
Yours and everybody else. The problem is rent's going up everywhere in the U.S. Where would you like to move to?
Arizona.
It's expensive there, too.
It's expensive everywhere.
And very, yes, and it's very hot. Very
hot.
If you can take, because it can run 120, 130, just like Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Can you afford the rents?
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't looked out there. I don't know. My number one plan was to retire in Europe, in France, but I have been told that I will not be able to receive my disability money if I move there, so then I'll have no income. But I can afford to buy a home there.
Okay, here's how you do it. You don't give up your citizenship. You just say you're on vacation and just have your P.O. box or whatever, and all your monies will be forwarded to that. So you won't lose your money. So, I mean, if that's what you want to do, fine. Where do you want to buy a home at?
The south of France.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's really affordable there, and it's beautiful. There's no winters. It's by the ocean. But I would have to use my disability money in order to buy the home. But I was hoping to get this lawsuit settled so I could just take all the money and go.
Well, the lawsuit's not going to settle for about 8 years total.
Eight?
You know,
another
so
3 years?
Yes. So go ahead and buy whatever you want to buy and live your life. How much are the homes there?
Well, you can get a really nice house for like $120,000 with property.
You're kidding. Where in the south of France?
Aquitaine.
Where?
Department of Aquitaine. OCCICANIE, Aquitaine.
How far is that from Paris or Normandy or whatever?
It's on the opposite side. It's on the southeast side. It's near the Spain border by the ocean.
Near the Spanish border, did you say?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
It's
absolutely
gotta
look into
beautiful.
That.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful.
And what's the living conditions as an American citizen?
I've heard nothing but good things from people that have moved there. It's a very beautiful historic area. You can find like these old stone homes with property around it for about the amount that I said, maybe an apartment for $89,000. It's really, really nice, but it's just a matter of figuring out how to do it because I can't use my Social Security income as income there, because then it'll prove that I'm living there permanently. I need this money from the lawsuit. Just go.
Well, that's not going to happen for about another 3 years. So just go visit for now. That's the best way I can tell you.
Maybe some miracle will
visit.
Happen. I don't know.
That's very good. That's a very good possibility. Just go visit and spend 2-3 months there and then come back, you know? It'll be all right. One way or another, you will figure this out, and you will be able to live there. There's no doubt in my mind.
I think so,
it's
too,
just,
but I want it now.
Well, we all want everything now.
Right.
I would love to go to Taiwan now, but I can't. You know, so
right,
I know what
right.
that's all about.
Taiwan.
That's all about.
Where did Richard
Thailand.
Say?
Yeah, I don't know. I said Thailand. Yes. Okay, thank you for calling.
Taiwan.
Yeah, well, I don't
thank
know why
you
keep saying Taiwan. Well, Barbara, talk to me.
Well, that was so interesting that the lady before the last one knew about the place her uncle lives there half the year. I guess that's how you do it too, half the year. So that would be
well. You can
really
do that. There's other ways to do it. That's not the only way. I've been researching it. It's getting a visa. You can live there all year round if you want. If you get a visa, but
that's interesting about the psychics there. That it's just,
yes,
they use them quite often. They're all rode up there.
Well, this is what I looked at on when I put up fortune tellers in Thailand. I saw that they would set up at a restaurant or they'd set up anywhere, a bank after hours, just and put it on the table, fortune teller, and they would be doing tarot cards. And I was freaking out.
Free. You're just free to just set up shop wherever you want.
Right. And because they said that they're highly respected, you know, and it's part of the Asian culture. And I know this for a fact, living in Hawaii, I used to have all the Asians come to me all the time. So it was wonderful, you know, and it's just part of the culture. And the government officials go to them. And they have top psychics and they have bottom psychics. It's all kinds. And the rates are all kind of different, not very expensive, but it's great. And they're really into aura cameras and they're into, you know, all kinds of stuff like that. So it's a matter of connecting with the monks at the temples to learn more.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, you could probably make a lot of money setting up there once in a while. And it might be really just fun to bring everybody along and have a great long vacation, a very long
vacation. Well, don't forget, well, understand one thing, it's a long flight, you know, so the only way I have figured out how to, pardon me?
I looked it up for you on air. I believe it was what Richard already knew it was that long.
Well, mm-hmm. See, the faster way to go. You can go from Hawaii, because we have relatives in Hawaii, to Taiwan. That's 7 hours. And then a few hours, you just delay, and then 3 hours to Thailand. So it would make it 10 hours. So you can cut out 7 hours. So that was the same thing when I went to Hong Kong. I went from Japan to Thailand and then Thailand to Hong Kong. And I thought Hong Kong would only be like an hour or two, and it was like 3 hours. Huh? What, Richard?
You're getting your country mixed up. You're getting your country mixed up.
No, I'm not. Taiwan, I looked it up. Taiwan to Thailand is 3 hours.
Okay.
Going to Taiwan is 7 hours because I did that trip before on Cathay Airlines.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting because I went to Hong Kong from Japan.
Remember that. I flew to Taiwan and I really do not remember how long that took.
It took 7 hours.
Felt
well,
like
it depends 20 on
hours
where.
To me. Any time it's over 5 hours, that is really too long.
I agree. So, but you got to do it like once, you know. It's like if you're going to die, you're going
to
die, you know.
You
who cares?
If you want the world, you just do. Yes, you just do. So is Richard up for traveling?
No.
This is not... Richard, this is just a trip that it's a dream, okay?
Oh, that's great.
I'm manifesting a dream, that's all. It's giving me hope.
So. Even married people. My aunt, she's been on the show. She did go, sometimes she'll go on a little vacation and go to a hotel by herself and read a book, just get away completely alone. And
mm-hmm.
or alone, but yet open to meeting a friend, not a romantic relationship, but and she, I guess, clears her mind like that. And you're a photographer, you're a painter, a writer, so you
mm-hmm.
need that time.
Sure.
Yeah, Richard's been painting lately some gorgeous, just gorgeous paintings. Actually,
that's so weird you said that. Hold on really quick. That's so weird you said that because this morning I took the pictures and I'm going, the drawings or the paintings Richard gave me, there's three of them. I'm moving them to the bathroom and
oh.
they're, yeah, I have them. They're laying on my bed right now waiting. Can you believe that? And then you talk about
his
painting. Yeah.
He's been painting awesomely new paintings that I've been stealing them and putting them in the kitchen. I love them. Anyway, it's just a matter of when you are creative and stuff like that, that's the stuff you like to do. You like to get away in and do things. And my favorite thing, oh, I had to tell you this. I put on the TV on YouTube, and I turn around. We must have watched Thailand, the beaches, different. They have, oh, God, they have different places to stay in Thailand, like Phuket or whatever. Anyway, I put on the TV, and we were watching the ocean. That's something we're used to doing. We're watching the ocean. 4 hours went by. 4 hours. And Richard was still watching the ocean. I had to say, Richard, okay, that's enough. Four hours. Because the ocean. It's just that the ocean is so special and so awesome. And I think what blew me away is looking at Thailand. If you want to rent a boat, it's like $10 to $20 for the day. If you want to do a ski do or whatever, it's like $5. It's just the prices are so cheap. There's so much you can do, so much. And the markets, oh my God. Because they grow their own food, everything's so cheap.
Well, people can call you for a psychic reading and, it sounds like, their personal tour guide. You just know. You've been doing a lot. Yeah, researching.
Well, I've been watching this thing for hours and days and hours and days, marking things down, learning, you know. Learning. I'm not just looking at the positive. I know the negative too, you know?
Yes.
But it's...
Oh, and when I was in Vegas, I was walking along with my, you know, psychic Del Shear. She was a blackjack dealer. Were you blackjack? It was blackjack, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I said she was a blackjack dealer. We were walking through the casino. She's like, really? Oh, my God. I go, you've got to really have a sharp mind to do that.
Yeah, you do. Because it isn't just what it's perceived, just throwing cards and adding them up. You got to look for cheaters. You got to look for people pressing bets. You got to look for people cheating. You have to watch and be aware that they're not doing signals or counting cards. There's a lot to it. It's not just, you know, dealing the cards.
I didn't know that. I didn't really think that. That was part of your job to really have to watch out for that. That is part of what are supposed to do. Oh.
Yes. Yes. When I went to school for it, becoming a blackjack dealer was $100 then. And they teach you how people cheat and everything and how to watch. You can't just sit there and go, duh, and throw the cards. You have to tell your boss, hey, I think third base might be pinching the money up or putting too much money. There's reasons they have the rules they have, like you can't cover the chips with your cards because you can press the bet. I mean, there's a million things, you know?
Okay, now I remember at the table, the lady does walk away and talk to somebody from time to time.
Yeah, if somebody is doing something she don't like, they put the eye in the sky on them and watch them.
Johnny, will you talk for a minute? I'm having a sneezing attack. I'm putting it on mute.
Okay. Well, I was always thinking about the movie Rain Man, you know? The scene when we go to the casino, and actually kind of funny because I'm on the spectrum myself and I have family members that are on it. What was so unrealistic about that movie is to think that a guy who was on the spectrum. Autistic people do not like loud noises, and if you've been in the casino, they're loud. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Johnny, you can't look at it that way. You can wear earplugs. You know, it's, I don't like loud noises. I hate it. But I mean, it's, you know, you wear earplugs. There's a lot of things you can do to get away from the noise.
It's doable.
So Rain Man was very, very accurate. That was his specialty.
Well, like, you know, like one is that you wouldn't be able to just, no, I'm getting off topic.
Okay, don't get off topic. Why don't you give the phone number out? Where are we at?
Yes. 516-531-9874, and we can go to the next caller if you like.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Reed, you were live on the air with Psychic Tale Share.
He's breaking up again.
Again.
Hi, who's this?
This is Khalil.
Hi, Khalil. How are you?
Pretty good.
Where are you calling? Where are you calling from?
Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay. And how can I help you?
Hi. There is a person that's a security guard at one of the hospitals where I'm at, and
mm-hmm.
I'm on the autistic spectrum too, and they basically helped me out when I was having anxiety, and they
mm-hmm.
said they were going to join like NPS as far as law enforcement, National Park Service, and I was wondering
mm-hmm.
if they're going to join that, if they're going to join it, if I will ever see them again, or if they're going to be like moving far away.
That's a hard question to answer, because I don't have a picture of the person. But from what I'm getting energy-wise, is that the person is going to move away. As far as you not seeing them again, you only see them once in a while.
Okay. And they're very nice.
But that's one person, you know, and... You know, we all have anxiety attacks. You're not the only one. And you got to learn to deal with it.
Yeah, I do. And I deal with it, and sometimes I need help dealing with it. And they were
mm-hmm.
very good with it. And they were off duty from the hospital, and I saw them out there. I told them what was wrong,
mm-hmm.
and basically that's what they said, and I don't know how long. I mean, they will basically make a good law enforcement officer on a federal level or any level, and I'm just hoping that when they go, they'll also be okay.
They will be fine.
I'm hoping
not
that.
To worry.
All
not
right.
to worry. Okay?
All thank right,
thank you,
you
for calling.
Welcome.
Thank you. Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Johnny, you're breaking up real bad again. I don't know why or what's going on, but somehow, Barbara, did you hear the breakup?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did hear that. Unfortunately, it's true, Johnny. And we even had a show. So, oh, Johnny, when we did our show, oh, Dale and Richard, you guys were there. He was fine. He sounded fine.
Yeah.
We did the pet peeve mm-hmm. show. Yeah,
right.
So what's going on? But he never talks long enough for us to analyze it, really.
I don't know. I mean, I tried deleting the cookies, and what I probably could do maybe next time is try calling in with the phone rather than the direct connect. I could try that.
I would suggest you do that.
Okay.
It's really bad. Okay.
Right.
So, do we have anybody else?
We have one more. Go ahead and put the
okay, go ahead.
Through. Okay. Sue,
yes.
You are live on the air with Psychic Dale Shear.
Hi, everybody.
Hi,
how are
Hi,
you?
Hi.
Aloha.
Where are you calling from?
Aloha. Nebraska. I am in the center of the States.
Yes, yes.
Wow. I've never been there.
Wow.
I've been here
first
all my life.
Ever. Oh, my God. That must be fun. Okay.
Yeah.
How can I help you, Sue?
Well, I just was wondering if you could pick anything up for me in the next year or so in the way of career change, traveling. And also, I wanted to say,
okay.
I've been
looking at Portugal. Oh, tell me about Portugal real quick.
Oh,
tell me about Portugal.
That looks really, really nice into retiring there. I've been kind of researching that a little bit, especially on the southern part, you know, along the ocean there and closer to Spain, you know. But, yeah, that looks very inviting.
Everybody's wanting to go somewhere else. You know?
I know. I know.
Have you noticed?
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Now, why do we want to get out of here? But
yeah, for me, next year I'm looking at moving. And not to Portugal just yet. I do. That's a dream, okay? But I am looking at moving out of the center of the United States. And so
where?
I'm hoping that is the place. Ocala.
Where do you want to move?
Florida.
Where do you want to move to? Where?
Florida. Ocala, Florida.
Why?
Because I love the weather there and I love the landscape there. And I think I have some connection there that I need to connect to.
Okay. Okay, that's okay. It's doable. I've been to Florida many times. And I went there only to board a cruise ship, but I've been to Key Largo. I was trying to make my way up to the Keys, but never made it. But what I don't like about Florida is the alligators. I have a real weird feeling that if I put my toe in the water, it might not be there again, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that,
you will
move to Florida for sure.
Okay.
And, you know, on top of that, you're going to go to Portugal. I got to go look that one up, although I have I had an ex-husband, ex-brother-in-law who's living there. And he said it's absolutely beautiful, really beautiful.
Yeah.
So
I was in,
you know, it's nice.
Barcelona. I was in Barcelona and loved that area, but it was too big for me. The city was too big. So it was like, okay, small town in Portugal would be just perfect. So
well, we're all looking for something special. Because things have gotten so expensive in the United States that everybody's going, hey, you know, time to maybe get out of here, you know. It's getting really weird. But I can't give you a full reading, but I do know that you're going to be quite happy. Things are going to go well. I don't see anything to stop you from going to Florida or Portugal. And I do see you getting involved in new types of work and being successful, but I'm not going to do a full-on reading, okay?
Okay, okay. No, I'm developing my gifts. I'm hoping that more blooms more in that direction. We'll see.
It will. All I can say is,
Barbara,
you can give out my phone number, my direct number.
For Psychic Dale Shear, everybody, get your pen and paper for direct number to book your private reading, a much longer reading as well, is 808-372-1816. And also you can visit her website, daleshears.com. And also we have some of her meditation videos on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube. So use those. I do. And, oh, my brain has been cleared up so much, Dale, from your wonderful. You have the chakra cleanse. Oh, my gosh. I love chakra cleansing.
They use that a lot in Thailand. I looked that up. And I was very surprised, but they use it a lot. Because don't forget, it's Oriental spiritual, so it's very different. I'm used to it from Hawaii. I'm used to the Oriental medicines that they have. I'm used to all that stuff from Hawaii. So it's kind of neat.
I'm used to it from Seattle, Washington.
Why, what do they have there?
A lot of Asian people are there, and we had a lot of different kinds of Asian friends, and they would cook for us. I remember the Vietnamese were some of the best. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Their food is good. And they would have us eat first. They wouldn't even eat until we were done. We were the guests. The guests eat first. And it was just out in their backyard, and they gave me a secret recipe, and they were laughing so hard because they said, no, it's not that secret. They marinate some of their beef and I think beef skewers in 7-Up overnight.
Oh, kind of weird.
It's just a funny little thing. You know, it's not like their, you know, original recipe. But if you want to do something real quick and you just are an American person over here with a can of soda, try it.
I don't think so. I eat so much Oriental food. In fact, we went out today, Richard and I, we got lunch, Oriental, Chinese food, and then we eat some for dinner and we eat some for lunch because Friday's a rough day for me to cook.
I bet so, with the show every Friday, right during dinner time for the Pacific Standard Time people.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, can you do the shout-out, Barbara?
Oh, yes.
And then if Johnny, if Johnny, lovely, thank you, would call us on the cell phone, that would be better.
Yeah, I'll try that.
Johnny, we want to hear you. We want to hear you clearly. Well, thank you, all the callers for calling in. It was pretty upbeat, pretty cheerful. And for the ones that were down, we hope that this lifted you up. And thank you, Dale, again, for your wonderful expertise. You are always right on. And we are just so grateful to have you here every Friday. So
well,
in
thank
the meantime,
you, Barbara.
Everybody, you're welcome. If you didn't have a chance to write it down, Dale, Psychic Dale Shears, direct line, so you can call her this week. You could text, call, visit her website. Her number is 808-372-1816, and you'll be able to get a signed copy of her five books, or all of them if you are a real good fan.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
Okay, so
and my website is Dale DaleScheers.com.
There you have it, everybody. So enjoy your weekend.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha, Richard.
Aloha.
Aloha. Well,
bye,
aloha
Johnny.
Means good night. Aloha means bye, good night, hello.
Aloha.
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 Excuse me? What happened to my grocery store?
This is your grocery store.
No, this is a...
A farmer's market?
Yes.
Well, sure. Any grocery store is like a farmer's market when you shop Fresh from Florida. Fresh from Florida produce is locally grown by Florida farmers and always sold in season at the peak of freshness.
Well, that's a fresh new way to shop.
Fresh from Florida brings the farmer's market to wherever you buy groceries. Look for our logo or ask for Fresh from Florida.
At the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program, we're helping you spend less on your prescriptions. With the FEP Medicare Prescription Drug Program, eligible members with Medicare can pay lower out-of-pocket costs for higher-cost drugs and get additional approved prescription drugs than our traditional pharmacy benefit, all with the same FEP premium. There's even a cap on the amount you pay out-of-pocket on prescriptions each year, helping you save money. That's the benefit of Blue. Learn more at fepblue.org/medicarerx.